Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is alive. He's the Lord God Almighty. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, once again, we are so grateful for everything. Thank you for allowing us to be your child, for children, and we give you this time. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We acknowledge you are God. Jesus, reveal yourself to those listening to us. I believe with them right now that you, there's power. There's no distance in the realm of the Spirit. And I believe with them for their needs, and mostly that Jesus, you will reveal your glory to us today. Amen. Amen. To those listening. Jesus is the bread of life. And his teaching in the Gospel of John, the bread of life, is so powerful. And it is, I want to focus on an aspect of it that relates to the sacrifice of Jesus. Everything in our most holy faith and this glorious celebration that God offers is made possible because of Jesus Christ, because of all he has done and is doing and will do for eternity. Amen. And this is Easter week because of his sacrifice 2,000 years ago, dying for the world, suffering, giving his body, shedding his blood, coming to the earth as a man forever. His sacrifice will be celebrated and honored and revered. And everything that we have in our most holy faith is all because of, again, all because of Jesus Christ. Amen. And to think that he's the image of the invisible God. That's an eternal revelation. The bread of life passage is so powerful. Let me just give an overview. Before getting into that, though, let's remember the chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with God, with the glorious only true God, his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. They are all one. He himself is the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. He's God Almighty. He's the great and awesome God from eternity to eternity. He is eternity. He is life. He is love. He is our everything. And he's revealed himself as Jesus the Christ. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. Can you believe? Let's believe it. Let's receive it. That this powerful truth that man was born to fellowship with God. And it's all made possible because of the sacrifice of Jesus, and what Jesus is doing now and has been doing in our lives, our entire life. He's, as yesterday's message I focused on, you know, how our great God is a giving God. Jesus is giving and giving and giving himself. He's knocking on the door of every person's heart. He is praying. He's interceding. So glorious. Just incredible. And he's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's the bread of life today. He gives the living water. It's so fascinating that he gave this teaching, you know, presented this powerful teaching in Revelation 2,000 years ago. And today, it's, you know, through the Holy Spirit, through the power of God, this Jesus' words today and these truths can completely transform us, and the key, of course, is the Holy Spirit. That relationship with the only true God. To think that God offers that to every person, yet most people say no. That's what's it's the great irony, it's the great tragedy. Our ministry, this ministry is mainly evangelism. We want to proclaim the gospel and to anyone who will listen. This glorious, let's let the Holy Spirit reveal this to us. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being, person in the universe. We've gotten it all complete. We've missed it completely. We've gotten it all wrong. To think that we can have a relationship with Him, and that He is beyond words. He's beyond description. This is the purpose and the reason for living. It's the so glorious, so just. And that's why I'm emphasizing, even in this series, this week's sub-series called The Sacrifice of Jesus, I'm emphasizing the celebration. Okay, the bread of life. Just a few overview. It's the first of the seven I Am passages. It's the longest and most in-depth teaching of the seven I Am revelations. Mainly, I should have said this first. It reveals God's plan for humanity. This passage, it's so powerful. It's God's plan for humanity that He would send Jesus Christ, who would give His life, who would come to the earth as a man and die for the world. You know, so here we are in Easter week, honoring the sacrifice of Jesus. You know, and the Bread of Life passage is all about that. I mean, you could say it's one of the main themes of the Bread of Life passage is the sacrifice of Jesus. Okay, it's the only I Am passage included within Jesus' revelation and teaching about the three phases of knowing God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Number four, it's the only teaching in the Gospels in which Jesus repeated the following specific eternal truths. He said that He's the bread of life. In various ways He said this, different phrases that He used, the bread from heaven, and so forth. Nine times He said that. Okay, Jesus came from heaven. He said that six times. God the Father sent Jesus. He said that four times. Jesus will raise up His followers at the last day. Four times He said that. That's powerful. Here's something in the, you know, six times He said, "He who eats this bread will live forever and never die." Six times. That's amazing. One of the most famous is John 6:51. I'm the living bread. He who eats this bread will live forever. Amen. Jesus' divine relationship with the Father, 10 times He refers to that. 10 times His divine relationship with the Father. Glory to God. Here's another aspect. This teaching, Jesus talked about a famous thing that He said was, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you." And after this overall Bread of Life teaching and revelation, many of His disciples turned back and went back, it says, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. A great man of God points out one of the reasons for that is these were Jewish, his followers were Jewish, and they had been taught very strongly never to consume, you know, eat blood, meat with blood, right? That's a, in the Old Testament, that's a well-known, you know, command from God. Well, Jesus totally changed that. He even said, unless you eat the flesh and drink his blood, you have no life in you. I want to try to keep these messages short. It's just so glorious, all of this. I'm going to put this whole passage, and it really speaks so much about, Jesus spoke so much about him giving his body. He said, let me read this. This is John 6:51. He said, the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. So, and we know that when he instituted the Lord's Supper, he said, take, eat, this is my body, this is my blood. So Jesus sacrificed, when he died for the world, shed his blood, his body was broken. Jesus was speaking about that. And then today, every day, we as believers can partake of Jesus Christ. He's our bread. He's our wine. You know, we can partake of him. He said in the famous Lord's Prayer, give us today our daily bread. That's the daily portion of God Almighty, of Jesus Christ, that God has for us. So, and it's, well, let's, here's John 6:53 is, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Verse 54, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. He's emphasizing it over and over, isn't he? I mean, he keeps, you know, that's what's, it takes us a while to catch on. And glory to God. Glory to God. Let me finish with this. The glorious celebration. How do we experience that? How do we, and it's in through the power of the Holy Spirit. He is Jesus Christ. He is the Spirit of the Father. So wonderful. Again, we've gotten it all wrong. And we can start though. He's such a God of love and mercy. We can start today. And learn from the past. We can, you know, his mercies are new every morning, every day. We can, and when you meet the Holy Spirit, that, oh, glory to God. He's so wonderful. He's God Almighty. We just naturally want to walk with him. As I mentioned yesterday, you know, seek him, learn from him, follow him. He's Jesus. He's Jesus Christ. A great man of God calls him Jesus Unlimited. Amen. Learn from him. Follow him. Worship him. You know, and it goes on and on. We will be doing what humans are created to do, what's normal and natural. Not, and it flows. You know, if we have to push it, a great man of God said something so brilliant. I've said this before. If we have to push it, you know, and that's us. That's the flesh, and that has to die. That's not God. When it's him, it will just be wonderful. It will flow. It will be beautiful. This is what humans were born to do. Isn't this, it's so, again, so ironic. It has to be the biggest tragedy and the biggest irony in mankind history. That first, that most people choose self instead of Jesus Christ, instead of God. Most people. And there's a tragic, I mean, it's just tragic because their eternal destiny depends on it. The second thing is they totally miss out on what humans are born to do. They miss out on the, what do they miss out on? The absolute main thing, knowing Him, the beautiful, wonderful Lord God Almighty. His name is Jesus Christ, Jehovah God Almighty, who's merciful, gracious, giving, always giving, always blessing, slow to anger, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth, incredible. Here's something powerful I've mentioned recently. Most people in the world have totally different views of Jesus Christ and of God, don't they? Totally different. In fact, unbelievers, it might be so different, they would give diametrically opposed views. If you tried to pin them down and say, well, tell me about Jesus Christ, they would say, and it's so wonderful that even they know how wonderful Jesus is, right? They know about His teachings. And again, these are unbelievers. They know about His teachings. They know that He came to the earth, did these wonderful things, that He died for the world. Even in the Islam faith, I believe, I'm not an expert on Islam, but they know, they believe in Jesus' teachings. You know, they believe He was a prophet. They would say He was a great prophet. Okay? Then if you ask these same people, tell me what's your view of God? Well, it would be totally different. They would say, you know, God is a harsh, I don't even want to conjecture too much. But here's the thing. Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty, and He is one with the Father. He is the literal, He's the revelation of God. That's from John chapter 1. He's the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. He's the image of the invisible God. What does that mean? Well, God Almighty is so awesome and powerful that no man can look upon Him and live. He said that in Exodus. He is invisible. He's even in heaven. People who journey towards the throne, the glory is so strong they cannot even stand up. They fall on their face. Because of the glory is so strong. That's the only true God. Jesus calls Him, talks about Him often, His Father. So, God created the perfect solution. He sent His only Son. And if so, Jesus is the image. A great man of God the other day, I heard him say, if you look into a mirror, we can't see God, but if you look into a mirror, the reflection of Him, you see Jesus Christ. Amen. So, how wonderful this is. The Holy Spirit reveals these wonderful revelations, and that He's so beautiful, so magnificent, the giver of every good gift, the all made possible. I always say that. I'll try to finish with this. Let's think about how the sacrifice of Jesus reveals the Almighty God's love for the world. It was His plan. He and Jesus fulfilled it. You know, Jesus did. That's a glorious revelation that the sacrifice of Jesus is also the sacrifice of the Father God Almighty. The sacrifice of the only true God. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. And He's giving Him now and will give Him for all eternity. It's so simple. Just all someone has to do is just say yes to Jesus Christ. It's so simple, so wonderful. Glory to God. Please email us, hello@wonderreality.org. We're here for you. We are... I mentioned there's no distance in the realm of the Spirit. No matter where you are, we can believe with you. And are believing with you right now. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I believe with that one listening for their needs, whatever their needs are, you know, whether it's physical, emotional, financial, and also, of course, spiritual, that Jesus will reveal His glory to them today, that they will receive that amount of Jesus Christ that you have appointed for them and given to them and offered to them. Amen. That they will receive it in the mighty, glorious, and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.